Alamirav to that. Mita shiyechta lama was also a town to lama. Says Tosfos. Neradav bimu utach gufau al utach nukal moasa. To kele shiyechta lasos lama was shud en osin vimena shum tashmish.
At this point, we assume designation is sufficient. And when I designate this yichud for Mos, so then that is its exclusive use. And it's like chatzotzros. What are chatzotzros? So the Gemara earlier told us that a shofar is mutter l'taltel, according to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Whereas chatzotzos are different, are subject to a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What's the difference? Shofar has some other use. You could use it to drink from. Chatzotzros have no other use, or virtually no other use. There's a debate over there. Rashi sounds like he's saying, or at least Tosas understanding that Rashi understood that shofar is klishmachto l'heter. In other words, anything that is a tashmish kavua shel heter, even if it's primary, tashmish is l'yisr, it's considered Klishmachtel Heter, and Chatzotzos or Klishmachtel Isser. Rashi may or may not be saying that, but all the other Rishonim reject it. They say, no, of course, Shofar is a Klishmachtel Isser, which even Rabbi Yehuda is not here, at least Zach Gufo, Kamo. And Chatzotzos or Klishmachtel Isser, but not just a regular Klishmachtel Isser. There's no other heter use. That's what Rashi says, or Tosfos says virtually no heter use, and therefore it's subject to the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the muksa, according to Rabbi Shimon, they're still treated like a klishim lachdol yeser. So mita, Tosfos tells us, is basically the same thing. Our Gemara, as the Gemara clarifies later on, is alludes to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at this point, we assume designation is sufficient. So when I designate this mita for mouse, then effectively it has no other use, or virtually no other use, other than for mouse, other than for iser. And therefore, according to Buda, it can be asr l'tzach ufa mekoma. The Reb Shimon l'asr shum muksa l'tzach ufa mekoma. That means kelim, basically. In other words, there's no such thing as a kli that's also tochgum kolmo. Ela muksa machzor kis. And this isn't muksa machzor kis. Tosfos at the bottom of the page, the next page, discusses that point a little bit more, whether or not a mita shiyachtu l'mos v'niach l'mos is muksa machzor kis. But we'll discuss that separately. So Tosfos tells us what? Tosfos tells us a very important principle here, which is that when it comes to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, the only type of kli that's ever going to be muksa is muksa machmas chisaron kis. So this is a very interesting question, and we'll discuss this, raise the question now, and we'll see Rios as we go through the Gemara. One of the most common questions in contemporary Hilchos Muksa is electric devices like your phone, your recorder. So sometimes it might be Muksa Machmas Chisaron Kis. Sometimes laptops are fragile, they're expensive. And we'll have a chance to define Muksa Machmas Kis later when we get to that sugya. But very frequently, electronic devices are not muksa machzor kis. I said that Rabbi Shechter said if you give your phone to your kid to play with, then clearly it's not muksa machzor kis. My phone is currently in Chinese mode because I gave it to my kid to play with last night. They have no normal heter tashmish. Meaning to say, you're not going to use your phone to crack a nut or to do the types of things that you would normally do with a typical Krishna Altalesser. This term is oftentimes referred to by more of the contemporaries from as a klisha kol malach dam leser. It's not mux malach dam kis, but it's kol malach dam leser. So if it's like chatzotzos, then it's going to be mutter. In other words, first glance, when we read Tosfos, you get the impression that we're in good shape, because the only type of thing that is us according to Reb Shimon, and here we would paskin like Reb Shimon, is muksamach sarim kis. And therefore, as long as this isn't muksamach maschi sarim kis, we're in good shape. And that's why mita shiyachta lamaus, which again might be exclusively for Isser, is going to be mutter li b'Reb Shimon, and chatzotzos, which are basically exclusively for Isser, are mutter li b'Reb Shimon. And so, you know, when I first read this Tosfos, I'm feeling very good about that question. However, maybe it's not entirely clear from Tosos. We'll bring more rise in Tosos. Maybe the tzad lahachmir would be to say, no, what makes muksa machmas chisaron kis muksa, even a little Reb Shimon, that there's no heter tashmish whatsoever? Let's say a shechita knife. So there's a theoretical heter tashmish. I could use my shechita knife to cut my orange, but I never would in a million years because it's fragile, it's expensive, and the like. So maybe anything that has no tashmish whatsoever is going to be mutter, is going to be equally usher for that same reason, according to Rabbi Shimon. And then you'd have to say that chatzotzos are different. Well, why would chatzotzos be different? So Rabbi Kiveger has a interesting diuk from Tos.
I don't understand. What's the tzad to say that he'd be
machmir or meko?
Machmir.
The tzad to say is machmir is that for the same, why is muksamach maschisar
meaning kiss? In this case of mita shechta l'mos.
Mita shechta l'mos we know is mutter. Okay.
Right.
But maybe we can, the question is my phone more similar to mita shechta l'mos / chatzotzos, which are mutter alibi rabbi shimon?
Or
is it more similar to muksamach maschisar kiss, which is also alibi shimon? So first glance, I thought it's more similar to Mita Shiyachta Lamos. Why is it more similar to Mita Shiyachta Lamos? Because, very simply, assuming I am not Miyachid Makom and it's not Frat, whatever the requirements of Muksan Shkis are not met. So therefore, it should be like Mita Shiyachta Lamos, or Lamaskana, Yichta Ben Yachta Lamos, or it should be similar to Chatzotzos, and it should be Mutter. Right? That's the Pashtos. The Pashtos is, when I read Tosos, I'm feeling very good. My phone is not going to be muksa on Shabbos. It'll be a klishmach to lisser, but it'll be mutter l'tzach gufo makomo. So if I leave it on my bed and I want to go to sleep, I could pick it up and put it away. I don't have to kick it off onto the side or something like that, right? That's what I would first glance at. Now I'm saying, is that mukhra? Maybe not. Maybe I'll say that even according to Tosfos, my phone is awesome. Why? Because what's the reason for muksamach maschisar kis? Why is there haktza? Because there's no tashmish shel heter at all. Right? There's a theoretical tashmish shel heter, meaning I could use my shechita knife to cut an orange, but there's no practical tashmish shel heter whatsoever. I never will do that because it's fragile and expensive and the like. And here too, my phone is kol malach dolis, so there's no tashmish shel heter whatsoever. What about chatzotzos? Isn't chatzotzos also kol malach d'liyaser? Answer is no. And Rabbi Kiveger notes this diuk in Tosfos in Bamei Madlikin when he talks about chatzotzos. Rabbi Kiveger says Tosfos doesn't say there's no meleches heter at all. He says there's only very little elema'at. Right, take a quick look at that Tosfos. Aval b'chatzotzos asar, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, dekeven de lochazi l'meleches heter ele me'at, maktalei legame me'meleches heter. V'havi kamita shim yichta l'mavs, v'niach l'mavs. So maybe, when is it that Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon have a machlokas? When there is a little but unlikely hatter use. So it's a very remote hatter use, right? Shchatzotzros, a very remote hatter use. But if there's no hatter use, then it would be aser, even a Levi Shimon. It would be equivalent to Moksamach Machson Kiss. And therefore, my phone. I happen to think my phone has a hetter ma'at because I often use it as a bookmark. I noticed myself today a couple of times, you know, you switch, flip places and I just put my phone away. But well, let's say most people don't use their phone that way. Let's say you're this recorder, right? There's probably like a hetter, not even ma'at, right? There's no, it's not chisam kiss, but there's no hetter at all. So then maybe even Rabbi Shimon would agree it's Aser. Maybe even Rabbi Shimon would agree it's Aser.
And what about the lashon of Shum Hashmish? It tells us in the melody.
So, answer is that you would
read it in context. That's what Goof Rabbi Kivigar's doing, yeah. Pointing the previous tells us.
Right.
That
in other words,
it means,
right. It means nothing significant, nothing substantial, nothing common. Rashi over there says there's nothing, but that could be Rashi, not necessarily Tosfos. Now, there's a Ramban over here. Let's take a look at the Ramban. From the Ramban, L'chora, you have, here's my bookmark. There's a shtickle raya to this question as well. Fuli nira shemita shiachta l'maus lav mi shemuk samach mas eser nasra da hakelim shemalachtam l'eser mutar in bein utzach kufa mitzach makoma. But Altar's Klimi Mena, we'll return to that lesson a little later. Vizuyak Tsa Shola. Ladas Rabbi Yehuda Itmar. Dumya de Kanishal Tanagolam, the Kaman, the Shmaitin, the Kamara. Mekara, Tribuda Osra, Amla Nimuksa, Zmanaka Maisa, Hosheno, Shiluasa, Bamaisa, Nesu, Muksa, fine, we say no. Husband isn't enough. So again, when you have something that you're Miyached, and again, the Maskana Sagamara, you need Yichud plus actually doing it. So again, that would be electronic devices. There's not even shum tash mishacher. But again, who is it Aser according to? Rabbi Yehuda. But the Mashmau says that according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be mutter. So from the Ramban, certainly you get the impression that electronic devices that are not Motsamach Maschisarim Kis should be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, there's a couple other Rambans that we should see that are relevant to this. The Ramban writes on Kuf Nun Dalad Ahmed Beis by Karnid Umna. Umar there is talking about, again, we mentioned it, somebody who is running a little late for Shabbos, and he comes in with his donkey and he's fragile things on the donkey. What exactly is he meant to do with that? So the Ramban says, So you have these, Carney, you have these instruments that were used for bloodletting.
So
the Ramban tells us, and the Ramban also says more explicitly, you're not even, he asked the Kasha from candles, and he says these are worse than candles because you wouldn't even use them. So here the Ramban implies that, I'll read that part also. Kandrumna, Kishmanesh, Muksa, Machmasmios, Tigrav, Hunak, Yehuda, Inami, Kolkachenim Asim, Shein Ruyen, Lachsuye, Behu Kalim. Now the Jews are so gross that you won't even use it, Lachaso spoke fleeing. Fadkam, Lo Shamin, and Shadi, the natural Lushim, and Alamish, the Hazel, Zirimana, Vahalo. You have these blood letters, Caleb, right? They're really, really, really gross, apparently. So even though Rabbi Shimon doesn't know the Muksa Nachmas Mios, but here he would agree. Why? Because they're so disgusting. He wouldn't even use it L'chazas Ben Kli. It sounds actually like our case of Kli Shekol Malach Dolese. But here he's Machmir. The Lekal name, and don't say it's just because of it's a klish malach toliser, because that wouldn't, the Gemara's context over there is bitul pli mechano. Klish malach toliser, the Ramban holds, won't create bitul pli mechano because you could just take it off letzorch mekoma, right? Point is, you can't drop these kalim onto a pillow to break them, because then the pillow would be batel. So it must be that they really mix up, because if these clay umnos are just Lishmatalissa, so then that wouldn't create Bitul Pli Mechana. The Gemara says there's Bitul Pli Mechana. So it must be that they're absolute muksa, right? And that's true, in the Ramban's second answer at least, even Liba de Rebbe Shimon. Why? They have no use at all. So here we have a Stira and Ramban. Stira and Ramban. Ramban, over here, Daf Kuf Nandalit, says if you have a Klish Komlach Toli Isser, like these blood letters, Kalim, they won't be used for anything else besides bloodletting. And you won't even use them l'chasas b'kli because they're gross. So then, what comes out is that they are muksa, even a libra term shimon. Electronic devices shekol malach toliso should be also according to Rav Shimon. And yet the Ramban on our sugya we were medayik is makom. So I think the answer is that the Ramban would say that where is it, and maybe this is going to be Tosis as well. Ramban is saying that if there's no use at all, then even Rabbi Shimon agrees. But if there's a modern use, that's where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree, like Chatzotros, like Mita Shechtel El Maus. So, clay umnus have no, they don't even have a mudna use, right? Why? Because theoretically they could have a mudna use, because l'chasas bukli. But they don't even have a mudna use, because they're so gross, there's absolutely nothing you would use for them. So when you have a mudna use, that's where Rabbi Shimon says mutter, Rabbi Yehuda says asr. When they have a normal use, even if it's not the primary use, like a hammer, then everybody agrees it's mutter tzavkuf mitzavkuf. When it has a madni use, like chatzotros, or mitzvah lamos, or kana, or the like, that's the machlokas. When they have no use, so then even Rabbi Shimon agrees.
Even if you're in dachim edayim.
Correct. It's like muksa machmach chisar kes. Or batel taras kli. We'll have to talk about whether that's the pshat muksa machmach chisar kes. And there's another raya for this in the Ramban. From the Ramban in Milchamos in Be'yachav Dalaram and Beis by Chatzotzros. sounds that way. There's another Ramban that sounds this way also. The Ramban in Samach Dalet Amud Beis. It's also the Ram and the Mem Vav and the Aleph. I saw these quoted in Baruch Shabbos. So the Ramban writes that Tachshitim are totally in the Machlokas Rebbe Shimon, but according to Rebbe Shimon, they're water. Why? Because it's Reil L'chas Bukli. In other words, even though you're not aware of Tachshitim, what we do nowadays is time for another discussion, but even though you can't wear tachshitim, right? So obviously, the primary use for tachshitim is not relevant, right? Most people won't use their jewelry lechasis b'kli. So this is what I call a madna tashmish. And that's why it's subject to the machlokas v'di Yerushimin. So chatzot zros, jewelry, mitzvah shi'echta l'maos, and I would think electronics. Electronics certainly don't have a normal use of Hector, but they probably have a mudna use of Hector. According to the Ramban, should be mutter. And maybe even according to Tosfos. Because you could be docha Rabbi Akiva Eger's diyuk, and maybe I'll tell you why one might want to say that in a moment, because Rabbi Kivager might just be saying that Elamat. Sorry, Tosas might just be saying that a Tashmish Maat Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Say Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir, even though there's a Tashmish Maat. It doesn't tell me that Rabbi Shimon would be Machmir if there's no Tashmish Maat. Maybe he would. Maybe he would. Tosas is ambiguous. It's not a. The question is, does he say Elamat Lodiocha Kocho de Rabbi Huda? Or Lodiacha to tell you a Chumran Rabbi Shimon? Or in Rabbi Huda? Right? That's not clear. But again, it's a diok. But from the Ramban Lachora, it comes out local. Now there's an even more Megal Shita. There's even more Megal Shita. That's the opinion of the Rashba. The Rashba on Kufn and Dalet on the base, same sugya over there, is even more Megal. He says, it's mutter, even if there's no tashmish at all. And the Rashba says a very interesting and important reading. The Rashba there is disagreeing with the Baal Mor, but his basic rule is there's no such thing as something that is sorach. We know that a chlishmalach to l'isser is mutter tzoch ufo tzoch makoma, right? In a sense, what we're asking is, what's the halacha? If there's no tzorch gufo, is tzorch makomo still mutter? So the Rashba is like this. Again, the question here, we're talking about little pinyichano. V'reisi laharaz halevi zechon alvracha shechav. So the kol shein amayi v'shum tzad latal t'lo tzorch gufo, im t'al no tzorch makomo. Baal Mor said that if there's no tzorch gufo, then there's no tzorch makomo. And therefore, what? So if you had something that, like klisha kol malach to l'iser, so there's no tzorch gufo, so memela, there's also still no heter tzorch makoma. Says the Rashbi is wrong. Sharei l'Rabbi Nechemya klisha malach to l'iser, in ra l'tal to l'o tzorch gufo. This is an issue Tosis brought up. Alafi shein klini dala didei ala tzorch tashmish, ab yuchad lo b'avad, b'afilu kein tzorch makoma tamo l'oso. Chaim Rashi's out. Tosis disagree with that Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav, but at least the Rashba thinks Rashi's right. V'ner li di lo hayishlifi rav v'vim mutam agabe kamsasos inami gabe agabe karka by yitzuf mekoman mutam yitzuf mekoman and malahavi karka kamsasos. Now the two things are still bittul klimei chanu even though it's a klishim achtol yeser. Agav, you see from this Rashba that harama's awesome. For your kalim, not the Baal Mor there says explicitly it's aser, it's mutter. The Magen Avraham and Mishnah Brura, I think Mishnah Brura Shemches Tezayin, you mentioned it before. Our Mekel on that child, this Rashba's Machmir on Harama, but one way or the other, the Rashba is the most Mekel opinion. Rashba says that you could have a situation where there's absolutely no tzach gufo, literally kol malach to l'yisser, not even a mudna tashmi malacha shel hetter at all. and still it's going to be mutter l'tzach makoma. It will not be muksa. The Ramban says that no, if it has no use whatsoever, it's going to be muksa leave with Reb Shimon. But if it has even a modna use, so then Reb Shimon is matir and Reb Yehuda is machmir. And Tosfos, according to Reb Yekiv Eger, says the most machmir view, says no. Even if there is, it depends on Elamat, but Rabbi Kiveger's diuk, at the very least in Tosfos, is that the only time we're going to be matir it, according to Reb Shimon, is if it has a tashmish ma'at, and not just a madna tashmish.
How do we know in Tosfos is that also a madna tashmish?
Oh, we don't. But that's, I think, the diuk of Rabbi Kiveger. Now, where does this come up? But the diuk is a machlok and Tosfos on two levels. First of all, maybe me'at means madna.
Right. It's not shofar.
Well, no, shofar might mean kavua, heter, tashmish. In other words, it's like the hammer. Shofar is like a hammer, that it has a kavua tashmish shel heter, i.e. cracking nuts. It's not the main one. It's definitely the secondary tashmish. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda is matir. And when is Rabbi Yehuda aser? When it doesn't have a secondary tashmish, but it has a normal but uncommon tashmish. But maybe if you had not even a normal but uncommon but a madna tashmish, that wouldn't be enough. So, I wouldn't necessarily, and Rabbi Kiveger also, I don't think he sets it up this way because he wasn't declaring the Rishonim that way, but if you wanted to read Tosfos as being machmir, you could argue that Tashmish Ma'at means more than Madna, though it's not. But so Tosfos will say, we don't know, we'll say it this way. So far we don't know of anyone who has the machmir shita, right? We don't know of anyone who holds that if you have at least a modna tashmish, it's still going to be asur alibud Reb Shimon, right? Maybe that's a possibility in Tosfos, maybe not. But certainly we don't have any machmir. Now,
the Baal Mori is a machmir?
The truth is, I have to go through that Baal Mori over there. I don't know. I didn't. I just saw it quoted in the Rashba, and I have to make a cheshbon. Maybe that would be correct. But I didn't. I didn't work that out. So in Rishonim, so far at least, not sure of any machmirim, but in Achronim we definitely have machmirim. So one of the places where this is discussed is the Magen Avraham, who is discussing candles and wicks and the like. So the Magen Avraham is in Simen Shin Ches, Sifkat Yud Ches. And first of all, the Magen Avraham is a medayik from Tosfos. Tosfos more or less states this explicitly, that a psila, a wick, has Taras Kli. Right? How do I know that? Because the Gemara says, Hanach l'ner shem u'psila, why are they muksa? Because they're basas, implying that they wouldn't otherwise be a basas. They wouldn't otherwise be muksa. Now, psilos are not particularly useful.
Why is that?
No, for heter, you said me to say.
Oh.
There's not too much you do with a psila other than light fire.
Psila is a wick?
Yeah, a wick. The Magen Avraham then continues, and he's, you know, a whole wick at the very least is going to be mutter. Taz starts clean. He writes, Venera Li, Demikan Margula Bapume de Inchi, Demoter Letaltel Ner Shalim Shal Chelev O Shal Shava. Mikal Makum Toenhein, De Eno Motor Ella Shitzarach Lola Damar Hatter. People say, these are Lamdanim, so they say, you could be Medayik from the Gemara and from Tosis, that a wick is Mutter. So Mamela, candles also Mutter, but they're wrong, because the candles only Mutter, Letzorach Damar Hatter, Tzorach Kufa Makomo. But it is Motul Tzalchu from a Koma. Candles are Motul Tzalchu from a Koma. That's what he says. Like our candles, wax candles. Says the Morgzia. One second. Morgzia of Yaakov Eviden, he says, that doesn't make any sense. What can you use a candle for? What in the world are you going to use a candle for? Magen Avraham is wrong. Candles, he actually says even Magen Avraham saying that. I'm not sure exactly how he reads the Magen Avraham, but whatever the Magen Avraham said, he says that candles are actually muksa gemula, even a little bit. Why? Because they have no tashmish at all. No tashmish at all. But the Magen Avraham seems to be mako. The truth is that now, is this against Tosfos? Not necessarily. Again, if you don't make Rabbi Kivager's diuk, or you think that candles have a modern attachment and you can even make Rabbi Kivager's diuk, then Tosfos isn't necessarily disagree with the Magen Avraham. And you also, I think, have a raya to be make a libra de Tosfos from a Ner Shel Cheres. I told you before that there's a reason to say even Tosfos is Mako. Why? So Tosfos on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis by the Ner Shel Cheres says what? Says that there's basically no other Tashmish in Uyim Lashem Tashmish Acher. But not only that, but Tosfos on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Dio Maschel de Natva, if you just want to take a look, we don't take a look at Tosfos, it's the last line. He also says, Kol Ner Shel Matach V'Dalon de Natva Aser, Afilim Shimon, de Mais Tve, Rabbi Yosef, Shar, Afilim Yehuda, in other words, and this works very nicely with the Rambam, Rabbi and Rav Yosef say that if you have a shraga de natva, which is very smelly, so according to Rav Yehuda it's aser, and according to Rav Yehuda it's mutter. But Ner Yashan, right, we know from our Mishnah, is Aser. Why? Because Ner Yashan is so gross, you won't even use it. L'chasas b'mana. Where Shraga Natva, even though they're smelly, it's not that most. And still, even though you have a Ner Yashan, it's not even Ra'u L'chasas b'mana. Right? What does Tosfos say? It's Mutter, Aliba to Reb Shimon. Sounds like from Tosfos, Mamish against Rabbi Kivager, right? Now there's Tosfos is saying, at least Aliva the Robert of Yosef, Tosfos is saying that you have, again, what is a Ner Yashan is not even Ra'wi L'chasas B'mana. And still, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda asks it, right? So the impression you get is that this question of Kli Shein Lo Heter Klal, according to Tosfos, is subject to the Machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Shimon. Yeah.
Even Rav Yehuda, though, only answers because of Mutzamach Mitzvinus.
Yeah.
It's not even like Chatotros. Let's say that Mutzamach Mitzvinus is Chatotros.
But doesn't Tosfos make it sound as if...
One second. In other words, why doesn't Shraga Ner Yashan become Mukta? Well, it does. Well, in other words, what you're saying, and the question is, could we say Nachanami? In a sense, there's actually two reasons why it's Muksa Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. One is because because of Muksamach Masmios, and two is because
I understand, but that's a category. Meaning, unless you're doing is you're deflating Muksamach Masmios. First of all, you're saying Muksamach Masmios means lav dafka because it's most. Any reason why I'm not using it? Like an electronic.
That's one category.
That's a big extension on Bach Masmias.
Isn't that
Tosfos? Rabbi
Yehuda
says by Chatzotros also. You're saying that Chatzotros is the same
Chatzotros. Well, it's for a different reason.
But isn't Tosfos and Medellin like his clerk? That's what Moses is doing?
No, I understand, but from the fact that we need the din of Muksamach Masmias, which Reb Meir is holding on, either Reb Meir or otherwise at least Rabbi Yehuda.
Well, he agrees with respect to Miku Diskatsai.
So from the back, we need the dinner Muksamach Masmias to ask.
So that's a question, an interesting question, something to think about. I'm not sure. You're raising a good point. I'm not sure the answer is. Another is, in the end of the day, Muksamach Masmias really a category or no? It's just an example of Muksa. Sometimes something is muksa, libud Rabbi Yehuda, has virtually no other function because of its design, like chatzotzos. And sometimes the design is actually totally allows for other uses, like the nair. After all, if it was new or if it was mateches, you could use it for a million things. You could use it for drinking. But rather, it's the mios that does it. But in the end of the day, it's the same thing. Or no, you're saying the fact that we have this category that we call Muksamach Masmios implies that the haktsa is because it's disgusting. The haktsa isn't because it has no function, right? So the mashmos of Tosfos is that in the end of the day, it's because it's disgusting, it has no function, and therefore, because it has no function, then it's muksa aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. But at the end of the day, it's not really a separate category. The mios is what makes it muksa, what makes it functionless, right? And that's what he says. He says that ner yashan matzel elagamre mishum demais, and it's lo chaziyaf ilikisu mana. In other words, Tosfos at the very least sounds like, in the end of the day, it's not a separate category. So it's true, when you read the Mishnah, you sort of sound like, there's one category of Haktsa is because, by Kalim, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda is like a Chatzos Ros. And another category is things that are really gross. You're also Maktsa them because of their grossness. And there's two categories, right, of Muksa. And at least from Tosos, you sort of get the impression that, in the end of the day, there are two reasons, but it's just one thing.
Maybe this is premature, but if you say that Rabbi Shimon agrees by Muksamach Masmios when it's only the Nuso, some Rishonim say, then you would say the same thing by Chatzotzros. If you finish the category,
so that
Rabbi
Shimon,
you don't think it's the same for Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, well,
said Rabbi Yehuda, is that they're the same for Rabbi Shimon?
Right. In other words, you're bringing up a bit.
They're not a category, really.
He's saying, let's say, that Rabbi Kibeger is Diok and Rambam, at least before he was.
He's Iran, isn't he?
Yeah. So that's a very interesting. Now, that might lead to. Is that Iran? Yeah. That Mahalech, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, might not work this way. That Mahalech implies that Muksamach Masmias is a category. And then there's a machlokas, what this category does. And according to Yehuda, it does more, and according to Shimon, it does less, but it still exists. So, again, I haven't really thought about that. At least I need to think about that more, and then maybe you're right. In other words, maybe part of that, there's a machlokas over here, how to understand Muksamach Masmios. But at least, again, I think from Tosfos, you get the impression that it's just the mios creates the lack of tashmish, and the lack of tashmish, and therefore the haktsa emanates from that. Anyway, so far Among Machmirim, we have that Mork Tzion. We have the Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe. It's a, Rabbi Schachter quotes the Brisker Rav, who's Machmir by Tefillin. Tefillin basically have no heter use. Right, what do you do with Tefillin? You wear Tefillin. You can't wear Tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, Tefillin should be Mokhtasa Gemura, and that's obviously very relevant. If you leave it in your talis bag, or you leave it out, or the like. Now, that's a little bit of a difficult proposition, because it's against all the earlier poskim. The Rama says that Tefillin are Lishmalach Dola Heter. And the Taz and the Magen Avraham say no, they should be a Klishim Lachdol Isser. But nobody says Moksa Gemura. In other words, if I left my tefillin in my talis bag, even if I'm Machmirim, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, I could take it out. Sarch l'makomo, if I need to access my talis and my tefillin is in the way, so I can move my tefillin out of the way to access my talis. So it's a good theory, but Adrab, we have a raya to the Mekilim for Muxar. So the truth is that if you look, what did the Rama hold, Taka? In other words, why would you say, Bukhara, the Taz and Mona on the right? It should at least be a Klish Machtel Yisr. Maybe it's Kol Machtel Yisr, which is treated like a Klish Machtel Yisr according to Rabbi Shimon. But and let's say we won't say like the Brisker Rav. We'll say no, Rabbi Shimon's makel for Kol Machtel Yisr, right? But still, why wouldn't you say like the Beis Yosef? Why wouldn't you say like the, why would you say like the Rama? So the Gra says that a very interesting idea. It's quoted by the Bir Halacha over there that it's because it's mutter to wear tefillin shelo l'shem mitzvah. So therefore, it's not a Klish Machtel Yisr. So, what does that teach you? That teaches you, again, I think, the idea that Rebbe Shimon, modern use, right, is good enough. I don't think anyone here, I imagine, has ever put on tefillin shelo l'shem mitzvah, right? You could use it to teach. That's what again, I think Rosh Hashanah says, the Brisker Rav said, you know, what about the Mekilin? They used to use tefillin for teaching. So I saw it quoted in Mirchu Shabbos, they told that svar to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, oh, so animals aren't muksa, because you could use them to teach shelcha shchita. This is where you, this is where you shecht it, right? But anyway, so from those sources also, again, everybody but the Brisker Rav. Whether it's the Taz Magen Avraham and certainly the Rama, you get the impression that modern uses don't make it Muksa Gemura. So essentially what we're saying is that there are three schools of thought over here. We have the most makel is the Rashba. The Rashba says if it is Tars Kli, you don't need any other Tashmish. It's always mutter. There's no such thing as Muksa by Kalim, Alibet, Rebbe Shimon, unless it's Muksa Machmas Chisankis. Certainly, electronics would be that aren't Muksa Machmas Chisankis would be Muksa Alibet, Rebbe Shimon. According to Ramban, you get the impression that it's not going to be Muksa Alibet, Rebbe Shimon, as long as you have some type of Matna Tashmish. You need a Matna Tashmish, but again, at least I think many electronics would have a modern tashmish by lechazis kukli. And then you have the machmirim, you have maybe your kivegers, the from Tosfos, you have the Morkitsia and the like, who are machmir. You basically have to have a tashmish gamur shel heter in order to be treated as a klish machdol yeser. Among the contemporary poskim, so the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa's makel by matches, even though what are you going to do with matches? Clean your ears. Yeah, it's treated as a klishmach balesa, because you can clean your ears with matches. But the Chazon Ish, Mem Daled Yud Gimel, seems to be machmir and mishayla. Maybe he's makel if there's a shimush dachuk, but it has to be like, I think, you know, the way he's quoted as like a reasonable shimush dachuk. Not a, you know, it doesn't have to be like the most normal use in the world, but it has to, so, you know, the contemporary poskim say, some of them, Yashin is quoted as saying that, let's say, if you follow the Chazon Ish, matches nowadays would be Aser. That's not a, you know, the fact that you can clean your ears with them is not enough. Again, if you're going to take this school of thought, I think there'll be, sometimes it's a very hard, you know, to define what's considered, you know, a normal though unlikely use and what's considered a, you know, ridiculous and far-fetched use. It's not always going to be so clear. The Pashtos, the Magen Mishnah Berurah is Mako, because he accepts the Magen Avraham by the candles. The Svarim quote Rav Eliashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman as being Machmir on the Shaila, but they say that Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mako Mishas HaChak, because of the Mekilim. And again, sometimes these are Shas HaChak. So if Moshe is quoted by Rabbi Bodner as being Mako on the Shaila, and also there's a Tshuva where Rav Moshe is Mako a Tei Chaf Beis by candlesticks, which again I think would be an example of this nowadays. Candlesticks, assuming that again we don't run like the Ramban, the candlesticks are Kumshach Balissa for the moment. So there's really not much, assuming they're also not Machmas Hashem Kes, I don't think there's much heter use that anyone has nowadays for candlesticks, unless you're playing Clue with like real things. You can't play Clue on Shabbos anyways. And, you know, I think you could make a very strong case, lahatgel, on, again, electronics that don't have, that aren't Machmas Hashem Kes, in light of the fact that there are so many, the pashtos, and I think the Rishonim is lahatgel, and many of the achronim. I saw that the hachra, the Orach Shabbos, is again to try to be machmir, but shas hadchak or the like, to be mekel. Yeah, Moshe's mekel. It sounds like. So Rav Moshe's in two places. One is in where in Rabbi Bodner?
Oh no, where in Rav Moshe?
I said that one by the candlesticks is Hey, Chaf Beis, Or Chaim Chelak Heis, and then Chaf Beis. And the other one is quoted by Rabbi Bodner in the footnote. It's also quoted by the Orach Shabbos. If you want to look in the Orach Shabbos, he has an essay on this, the first essay in the beginning of Volume 3 on this topic. It's an excellent essay where he discusses the Rishonim and the Achronim and the like. That's a very good place to look. Okay. I'll just make one minor hara, and then I want to talk about one more thing today. Minor hara is Tosfos and Rashi and our sugyas are mentioned, assume that Neros are Klishmachtum Le'isser, at the very least. The Ramban and Kuf Chavbeis and the Beis, and this is the view also of the Tashbeits, says not that way. Chav Chav Beis and the Beis. Ramban writes, the Yesh is a kasha ikka, the kasha lehu hechi yam Rabbi Yehuda, kol dam shmach al yisr, afil tzach kufa lo tzach mekom al asr, fa'iu amar perkira, shrag na mishcha shami, the tel tula, alma dam shmach al yisr, tzach kufa, mutter. So there's a discussion over here in the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yehuda's view about klishmach al yisr. And according to Rav Yehuda, according to one male alone over here, the Reud is Machmir. But the question is, we saw his Megil by Shraga de Mishra. So we have a Stira. So Ramban gives 2 inches. The first is from the Raifid. Yesh Mepharshim Dineros Lav Melachto Liesarhu. She'enan Alabasis Lipsila Vishamim Vein Osa Melach. In other words, how do we define, very basic question, how do we define Lishmachto Liesarhu? Is it a Kli that's associated with Isser? Or a Kli that does Isser? So Rashi and Tosin Arsenya treat Neros as Kufnach Lesser, saying it's a Kli that's associated with Isser. The Ner holds the oil, and that holds the wick and the light, and the flame. Whereas the Ravid is saying, no, what does a Kli Shemalachto Isser mean? It means a Kli that does Isser, like a hammer. But what is a Ner? Ner is a receptacle. It's a basis for an Isser, but it's not doing Isser. And therefore, a Ner is not a Kli Shemalachto Isser, it's a Kli Shemalachto Lahatter. And then the Ramban with another answer. Very interesting. And therefore, they're not a Kli Shemalachto Isser. Ve'en melachton l'isser ala kigon kornos rechas. In other words, anything that's a Tashush Kavur L'Shabbos is a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. As we have here, 3 views as to how to define Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. Now, the obvious problem with the Ramban is that it seems to go against our sugya, because our sugya, let's say, treats a mita sheyichta l'maus. So, let's say for the Ravid, right? Mita sheyichta l'maus and yichta l'maus, but it's just holding it. Just holding it. It's like a basis. It's like veneer. And even for the Ramban's pshat, how could you ask a kasha, how could you compare, in our Gemara, as we do, ner to mita? After all, a ner is a tzayr Shabbos, and mitos, she yichta l'mos, are the opposite. So if you look at the Ramban, in our Sefer, he answers this question. It's the Ramban that we read before, and he says that since your miyachid in makom, for your miyachid below, el mitol shadim atzadai to mimena yeshiva shala, then adam nishane osa l'shem tash b'shachir, for your yuda batal tars kli mimena zuyak tzah shala. According to Yehuda, meaning to say that you're right. This isn't Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. This is Batal Tayres Kli Mimenu. But it wouldn't be a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser in the classical sense. Okay, now, what I wanted to do for the second half of today, but we're not going to really have time to do it now, is on Mem Dalet Amud Beis to discuss the Sugya of Mochni. You guys saw Sugya of Mochni?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to have a shorter day tomorrow anyway, so I guess we'll talk about that in Shir tomorrow. I assume you already saw the basics in terms of the Rishonim, but very important to do those Rishonim if you haven't. Ramban, Ritva, the Rash, but at least one of them. Take a look at Tosas HaRash as well. I'd like you to also see the discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Yod Siv Zion, about pockets. And basically, I would like to think about two contemporary questions that come up a lot from the sugya of Mochni. One is going to be freezer doors. Why is that a shayla? Because let's say you have mooks on your freezer door. Are you able to open your freezer or not? Another question that comes up very much directly from the sugya of Mochni is if you leave mooks on your pants, pockets, how do you deal with that? And the like. So take a look, as I said, in Siv Zayin, and do the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham at the very least. We'll talk about that, I guess, Be'ezros Hashem, tomorrow. Okay.
Where is Rabbi Akiva here?
Which one? The one from the beginning? It's in the Parish of Mishnayos and Kira.
Okay.
There probably is, it's in other places as well.
So,
I think there
are. Start with that.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. So.
It's also
Yeah.